You know something, Julie? I'm realizing that my life really sucks. You know whose fault it is, don't you? It is the fault of the Wang. I should cut this thing off.
Cut it off.
I know. That's the craziest thing I've ever thought of.
The Homemade Broadcast episode. I don't know. Don't want to keep track anymore. Don't feel like I need to. Have nothing to prove. But it is an episode of the Homemade Broadcast, and welcome to it. Radio St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, and the Homemade Broadcast. Maybe you've heard of us. I don't know. I don't know. I'm in a little weird mood today. I gotta tell you, I just found out I gotta get out of my apartment that I've been in for, geez, probably about 4 years now. Got super comfortable here. Those of that have listened to this program before knows that it's a topic of conversation between not only myself, but everybody seems to love this place. And it's really kind of bittersweet to let it go. And honestly, more bitter. I'm kind of upset because what they're going to do is the property owners are going to remodel it and then sell it. Or not sell it, but rent it for much, much higher. And what they're running now, you can't blame them. You know, business is business. And it's business to make money, and you need money to live, and living is expensive. So I can't blame them. However, slim pickings in this old Northeast neighborhood where I've called home for probably 5 or 6 years now, and looking at properties around here and looking at a few places, I don't think I'm going to be able to stay in this old Northeast area. It's a bit of a bummer. But who knows? Maybe a miracle will happen. I'm the type of guy that has never really pursued change, and change must be thrusted upon me in order to make a change. And it usually always ends up for the better. So I think I'm going to take this challenge by the horns and see where I end up. I know I'll still be in St. Petersburg, but it might be more, you know, north than I'd like to be, or maybe a little more west than I'd like to be. So, hey, what can you do? This is life, you know? I mean, it sneaks up on you and happens to you when you're not looking. But it is, you know, I'm a little sad about it. But we shall triumph. Anyways, I'm assuming this is going to be played. I'm recording this a little early. But I'm assuming this will be played probably, if I'm thinking right, this statement should be true. Thank you very much to those who came to the Cigar City Comedy Homemade Broadcast stand-up comedy open, or not open mic, showcase with Cigar City. It was a great show. It hasn't happened yet when I'm recording this, but I'm assuming it was a fantastic show. We tore the house down, many laughs were had, and we all enjoyed ourselves. So there was that. So thank you all very much for coming to that. Check out those Cigar City guys, cigarcitycomedy.com. It's a fun group, those guys. I like talking to them. But this week on the Homemade Broadcast, we have a guy who I've known probably for a couple years now. He's actually a kind of a neighbor of mine. He lives up the alleyway. We always like had interactions at parties and stuff, you know, because we'd throw, his neighbor Shannon would throw like these courtyard parties and we'd go hang out there. He's a really fun guy. He's hilarious on Facebook. I want to see if he's ever done comedy or anything like that. But he plays in this band, Cuddy Jones. It's a local band. So we're going to talk about that, I'm assuming. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to talk to this guy. It's kind of, it's always been drunken chit-chat whenever I have talked to him. But I always enjoyed it. But this would be the first time I'm actually sitting down with him in a more sober setting and chatting. So let's go to that talk now, shall we? And it's already in progress. John Whited.
How's it going?
Good, man. I was just telling people before you got up here, I was recording a little bit, and I was telling them about Cuddy Jones, of course.
Yeah.
You're a part of that band.
Uh-huh.
And also, you are a prolific Facebook poster.
Thank you.
I think, in my opinion, you're in my top three Facebook friends posts of all time.
That's awesome.
It's always entertaining, and sometimes enlightening, and sometimes
just
drunk. Ridiculous. Yeah, a little drunken times, definitely.
My mom told me recently not to, this is her nice way of putting it, was not to, maybe I shouldn't post stuff late at night anymore.
Oh, okay. Because she's concerned.
Code word, don't get so drunk and get on the internet.
She's afraid. She's like, don't show your hard drives.
Yeah, just like late at night, you know, don't post.
Make sure you throw your hard drive into a fire if you're posting late at night. See, my mom doesn't care. She could not care less. She thinks it's hilarious.
Oh, my mom likes it, I think. She always comments on, not on Facebook, but to me.
Personally.
Like, yeah, but.
I wish my mom would just comment to me personally, usually.
My mom she refuses to get a Facebook. But
oh,
she
bless
go,
her heart. And she one of the good ones.
She's not. She's worse because she goes on my stepdad's Facebook. She uses it more than he does. And so she goes on there and she looks at everybody. She just like checks everything out and he's fucking ridiculous.
So, okay. So your mom, are you an only child?
No. No, I have an older brother.
Okay, so there's some distraction away from you a little bit. You're not like the main focus of her attention.
Yeah, not like only child style, but yeah, I'm the baby still though. So
okay, so you're still. How old are you?
I'm 28.
20. Oh, okay. I thought you were older for some reason.
Really?
I thought you were like 35.
Is that good?
It's not good, but it's not bad either. It's kind of just, you know, there. I don't know why I thought that. I didn't have any reason to think that, but I thought that. I don't know why. I think maybe it's your pristine facial hair. It grows in very nice.
Oh, that was the only thing, because I'm short, so when I was in high school, I could do that.
And
that
get
was
away
the
with
one
that?
Thing I could do that the even other kids couldn't do when I was like 16, 17.
It was there
I
when you were younger?
I could grow a beard, yeah. So.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for mine to come in fully, so and I'm 30. So that's a talent there, you know? So yeah, I guess that's probably what it is. Maybe you just had it so long that it's just become part of the mystique.
Okay. Yeah, and now I kind of hate that it's like a thing now.
Yeah.
Like a big thing, you know? Because I don't like having a big beard. But I did last year for a little while. I had a really big beard. And I just don't think... I want it to be uncool again.
Right.
You know? I don't like looking... I look like I'm trying to be cool with a beard now. And I don't like that, you know? I just want to be not... I don't want to be cool.
Yeah.
I don't... Never.
But they see, that means you're cool, though. That's that old
that
roundabout
is,
way,
that
you know? I mean, that's just...
That is
works.
A really cool thing to say.
It is. Yeah. Very, very, yeah. I feel cooler having known that. But, like, my beard, for instance, is purely for... cosmetic purposes, because I just wanted to cover up my double chin, so I grow this strap.
That is, I have a double chin no matter what.
One like, of those cursed with it.
I could be 120 pounds, and I'm gonna have a double chin. You know,
that sucks.
So it's the same thing. Like, and I, without it, I look like I'm 12.
Yeah, same
without
here.
The mustache, especially.
Yeah, yeah, same here. I shaved, I think. I sometimes just get this, like, I'm gonna shave, it'll come back, you know, I'll do it, I'll cut my hair, and then I just look like a fat lesbian. It's it's unfortunate. So I learned my lesson, I think, from last time. Like, even as horrible as this is, I need to just embrace it and just roll with it while I can, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about cutting my hair, though. I have been thinking about that.
How long have you had that?
It's been probably... I think I started growing it after one of my girlfriends dumped me,
mm-hmm.
and there's been more since then that have dumped me, so I think it's been like 3 years now or something like that.
I tried to grow my hair long. Actually, I had my hair long in high school, but I just fro out. It just grows up. I just get it.
You got kind of the Brillo pad going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get that. I get just really big hair in high school.
That's kind of cool, though. You could grow like a fro.
It's
like an
cool
afro.
Now. It wasn't cool then. You gotta remember this.
I mean,
was...
it's not that cool now, honestly.
No, I mean, it's considered cool now.
Right.
But like then it was not considered cool. That was the era of frosted tips.
And I remember
like,
well.
Yeah, the straightforward, and then all of a sudden you have just like a wall.
Yes.
Right at the top of spikes.
Yep.
And those are frosted.
Uh-huh.
That was the era of that. So no, that long hair was not in for men.
It wouldn't work with your hair.
Oh no, that doesn't work either. You talking about the frosted tips?
Yeah,
and
the
everything?
Frosted tips were the thing.
I don't know how those guys did it. It's like they kept their hair wet all day.
I think they used a lot of LA Looks hair gel. That's what I used. And I didn't have that. I had the part down the middle.
Do you have DAP?
What is that? I don't know.
DAP was a gel that was like super... I had to use that because I have curly, like, brilly hair.
Oh, okay.
So DAP was like... it's like concrete, basically.
Do you get it in the African-American stores?
Yeah, yes, you get it in the section.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I just used LA Looks Ultra Hold. I remember it, and it was this thick... green liquid,
yeah.
And I would use, you only need like a little squirt and then you kind of do whatever you're going to do, but I used a lot of it, and it was so, because I don't know, I remember looking in the mirror and there would just be one piece that would stick up, yeah. So that I'd just take a squirt it in my hand and just slosh it down to make sure that little bastard stayed down. But yeah, and it would just be so bad halfway through the day, your hair just looked nasty and
well,
dirty.
Well, mine got all flaky.
Yeah.
Like, touch my hair, and there's just, it looks like I got terrible dandruff.
Because you had terrible dandruff, that's why. That's why.
Yeah, I also wasn't showering that much in high school, so you think that's dandruff.
That was definitely just dandruff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That clears that up.
I have that now, but I just, it's not so bad, but when I brush my hair.
Really, your hair looks silken now.
Yeah, I haven't washed it in a few days, but what
that's
I'll do
the
is
way
I'll,
to go.
I just clip it up, you know, in the shower so I don't get it wet. Because if you get it wet, then it's gross the next day.
Oh, you go out like conditioning, you mean? Or just...
I don't condition at all, no. Mostly because I don't have money to buy conditioner.
Can we talk about boys next? After
sure.
We talk about...
Yes, we will definitely get to boys, no doubt about that.
I've been using a sea salt scrub on my hair.
So I'll brush my hair, and then I just have these white, like I have to get a new hairbrush like once a month.
Really?
It's annoying, but it doesn't like fall out.
Like a golden
out.
Retriever.
Yeah, it's not like aggressive, like it doesn't like sit on my shoulders or anything, like the old, what was that, Head and Shoulders commercials or anything?
Yeah.
I think I just have like a dry scalp. It's not dandruff, it's not like flaking off or anything. It's just gross. So anyways, John, you play in Cuddy Jones?
Yeah, the bass player.
I thought you were the guitar player. This is
I switch around. I play a couple different instruments, but in that band I'm the bass player.
Okay, so tell me more about Cuddy Jones. Like, how did it start? What
it
did you...
started as a band called Shake Mode when I joined, and it was just all covers all across the board. But we kind of specialize in early 90s hip-hop stuff.
Okay.
Like a live band doing that, like This Is How We Do It, or like Return of the Mac. Like,
really?
Yeah,
that's
like
cool.
Really sort of retro kind of early 90s.
And that's how it started, or is that what you're doing
Yeah,
now?
That's how it started. We still do those songs. But now we're trying to do some more original stuff, so we're sort of going that route. But at the same time, you got to get paid. So
yeah, I understand that. And people love cover bands. It seems like
they freak out. They really do.
I was gonna say, like, I'm not sure if people actually like them or if that's what people think that people like.
I think they like it. I think most people just like repetition, you know. So I mean, there's stuff we refuse to play really for most of the time, unless we've had too much to drink and everybody's tipping and everyone's having a good time, then maybe we'll play Sweet Home Alabama. But that's like, even then it's like, no, just give away. You don't really want to hear that. You want to hear our version. We're a three-piece, you know, like just turn on the radio and wait 10 minutes and you'll hear Sweet Home Alabama with like the full six-piece Lynyrd Skynyrd. Their version is better.
Exactly. I mean, everyone's got a phone and headphones now.
Yeah.
Just like put that in your ear.
Yeah.
I guess people do love, like, I like music and everything, but I know, like, I'm doing the comedy stuff, right? So I'm trying to get like open mics going at different places, and everybody wants a guy with a guitar playing.
To like joke songs or just
no,
just...
they just want, like, what they're looking for entertainment.
Yeah.
Is I've had a lot of resistance with the open mic. Sly Bar has been really good to us.
I think it's just that People are more interested in their customers' conversations, is what it seems like to me. You know, like, doing stand-up, I would think, requires more attention from the audience.
That's a fact.
It requires all of their attention if they're really going to, you know, listen at all. Whereas music, like, I sort of expect that people sort of put us in the background. Most people do, you know? Mm-hmm. That's fine. A couple people always really dig it. But some people, they just want to go there and have a drink and talk to their friends.
That's a good point. Wouldn't kill them to clap
every once in a while, but...
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel like people just tune it out. So why not just have a box that you push play and just play music then? What is it about a live performance that's different than...
Oh, well, I mean, for us, it's just the live performance, there's so much thing that happened that just, like, you can't capture on a recording that happened live. It could be just the acoustics of the room or just, like, something you do that you... A song you played 1,000 times that you've never thought about before and suddenly you do something really cool, you know? Or you make a huge mistake and it sounds terrible, but that's kind of the excitement of it, you know? I mean, I'm sure there's some parallels there to stand-up where... You accidentally say something, and sometimes it's garbage, and sometimes it works out, you know?
True.
So you kind of learn different things just from that experience, just about playing. I've gotten so much better just playing live as opposed to practicing alone in my room.
Right.
Because there's no outside variables in my room that are going to, like, make me do anything super creative that playing live will sort of force out of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with John Whited. He is a prolific Facebook poster, and he plays for Cuddy Jones. He's the bassist. And where can we find Cuddy Jones if you want to find him online?
Just Facebook now is really the best place because we got all our dates and everything up there, and we're always posting on that.
Is it just facebook.com/Cuddy Jones?
You got it, yep.
Cuddy, and then Jones, one
yep.
word?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where to find him. I know what you mean about the, like, if you do something, screw up, maybe it can sometimes be better. I love watching people at the open mic nights just bomb. That is my, that is my favorite
thing. I'm actually, like, do you get, like, secondhand embarrassment ever? Or do you kind of relish it?
I more relish it than not. Sometimes I feel this pressure, like, every time I go into these open mic nights that I'm doing... I want people to be there, obviously.
And you're kind of running it too, right?
Yeah.
So you're obviously, like, you know, sort of egging everyone on, like, giving them, well.
Not really. I mean, because mostly my job is to, usually I just try to pick on the comedians that just went up, say something, you know, silly, and then bring the next guy up and let them do their thing. So for me, I'm like the manager of just bringing people up and getting it flowing and everything.
Right.
But I get to sit back behind them while they're doing. I don't know if you've been in Sly Bar or not, but
I have.
This,
yeah, it's on the loft part.
The stage. Yeah, yeah, it's like a 7 foot tall stage. So it's an interesting little venue. You know,
do people even know you're there?
The comedians?
No, when they walk in, like, we have this problem where with this one place we play at is a loft, and just like that, it's kind of set up just like Sly Bar. People don't realize we're there. Even while we're playing, mm-hmm. I take it as a compliment because it just sounds good enough to be on the radio. That's the way I take it, but it could just mean they're just totally zoned out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people know I'm there just because you have to go, hey, I got to find a better way to start the show, but usually it's just yelling, and then they're like, what? And they look around like, oh, God.
There's really no good way to start. That is there.
No, I haven't found one yet. I think tomorrow.
I think even like I remember. I think it was like Louis C.K.'s last special. He said he still doesn't know how to. He's like, there's no reason for me to be here.
Yeah.
You know? So there's still. He's like, just a problem he has with starting shows. And like, and I started thinking about it. I was like, yeah, there's no good reason to start talking on a microphone to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Like, so you just have to just do it.
So my plan. We're doing a showcase tomorrow. And this is going to air probably after this happens. But so my plan is I'm going to try something new. I'm going to play like a clip of something. I don't know what. Just something silly or something. Then play some music, fade the music down,
mm-hmm.
and then start to talk and see if that works. But that may, I'm worried that then I feel like, okay, like I have to do something now. I feel like it's like an intro.
Right.
As opposed
like
to...
like you have to have something ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I have to be, not just be like, hi! You just yell, hello! Which is, I like that though, because I
comedy
usually,
starting yeah, now.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know how the guys are going to feel about it, but I have an idea. I'm going to try to dim the lights down tomorrow too. I feel like that will help. But it's anarchy. Usually the open mic nights go well up until about halfway, but then everyone gets hammered.
Right.
And everyone's just talking. And it's hard to keep it. Yeah. That's when I feel bad. That's when I feel like embarrassment for the guys who are putting themselves out there and ladies who are trying to go up there and talk and, you know, be engaging and be funny. And people are just screaming and yelling over them.
Yeah, that's awful. See, that's the nice thing about music. That's like, there's a lot nicer things about music performing live is that you just turn up. People are talking over you.
Yeah.
You know, and but you don't have that, you don't have that luxury when you're just you and a microphone talking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ballsy.
Yeah, it's I really admire those guys. Like I'm trying to get back into doing stand up myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard process though. It's
yeah.
It's really like a scary thing. Like I feel like with music you have your other bandmates to kind of depend on. The focus
is
entirely on you. But with comedy, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Yeah, that's... I can't imagine.
What's your worst gig that you ever had? Like, your nightmare gig?
I got some funny gig stories.
Okay.
I can't think
those
of my worst
too.
Gig right now. Probably my...
That's good. I'm glad you don't have it.
My favorite... I mean, I do... I'm pretty good about forgetting stuff when it just goes really terrible at a gig. And it luckily hasn't happened in a long time. So... but one of my best ones was down in Venice, Florida, which is nothing like the one in Italy. It's a sad place.
Uh-huh.
But we were playing at this bar, and these two girls were dancing, and they came up, and they were like, you should come dance with us. And that's cool, but I was playing. So I pointed at my cord, and I said, I can't, I'm attached. And they'll go, oh, she won't mind. they thought I was talking about like a wife or a girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess. Is that down south?
Yeah, that's like sort of Sarasota-ish.
Is it more like country Sarasota?
It's like not really country. It's just really depressing. I don't know how to...
I've heard of this place.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, I never ventured out that way.
My headphone went out on one side. Should I just wiggle this?
Yeah, you can try. Here, let me see. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thanks.
All right, you got it. Yeah, that's got to be annoying. Everything's cheap in here. I know. I'm working on it. You know, if I could start getting paid to do this type of stuff.
This stuff is expensive, though. These microphones and everything.
I know. The swingy arms. The microphones are like $15 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
The swingy arms are like, I think they were $10 a piece. But I had them shipped over from China. These like came from like a ship, like a cargo ship, because they were wrapped with like duct tape with Chinese lettering on them. And I was like, wow. And it took like 10 weeks to get here. And I remember just checking Amazon being like, what is the deal? You know, this is ridiculous. But it literally came on a cargo ship. It had to come across the Pacific Ocean and then get dropped off in California. And then it was rode on horseback to St. Petersburg.
His Pony Express?
Yes. Many of them died from yellow
I
fever.
I can see this, like the saddle dents and stuff in it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. They're cheap. But yeah, so I'm trying to do everything. Like I kind of have like a semi-pro setup in here, but it's just like super cheap,
basically.
So I don't know. I was telling people, too, before I'm getting kicked out of this place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm really bummed.
Why?
Can you talk about it? Yeah, I think what they're going to do, sorry if anybody's already heard this, but they're going to remodel it and then rent it probably for double what I'm paying.
They're trying to do that at our place.
And I'm looking in Old Northeast now because I want to stay in the neighborhood.
I don't know what people are thinking. Like, this is Brooklyn or something, you know? Like,
it's a small-time version of that, yeah.
Yeah, and like, the prices are comparable to Brooklyn. It's like,
crazy.
This ain't Brooklyn, man. This.
I went and looked at a place on the corner here, and it's this little yellow house. I don't know if you ever know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But it's literally on the corner of 2nd and 6th. And I prepared myself because it was very small, and I knew it was going to be small.
Yeah.
And because this place is technically a two-bedroom, but this place next to me is a bedroom, but it's so small I don't even go in there. I don't even consider that part of my house.
That what is that?
It's just a small little tiny little bedroom through that door. That's it.
Huh.
And I got like books in there. That's about it.
It's a closet.
Basically a big closet, yeah. So, you know, this layout's kind of weird, but this is a big place, you know, and I've had a luxury of living here for very cheap for probably about 4 years now. And so I went and looked. I prepared myself because I knew this area is hot now. St. Pete is just a hotbed of, you know, people flooding here to live here. So I knew I was going to have to downgrade, but I went and looked at the place, and the lady, it's Terrier, who I rent from now.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, it's really small. And I was like, I know. I'm preparing myself. I know what I'm going to be able to afford here. So she opens the door, and boy, was it small. Holy crap. I could probably fit my bed in there. It's smaller than my bedroom. It was smaller than my bedroom.
So you could fit your bed and...
And that's about it. This is the thing. Like, I have to have this
for
station.
For $9.25 a month?
It was $700, but everything was included, was the thing.
It's, like, space is included?
Well, no.
Oxygen is not included.
No, you got to pay extra for that, definitely. No, so, like, internet, electric, water, that was all included in the $700. That's what was appealing to me about it.
Right, right, but that's too small.
It was so small, because I at least need this little station that you see here, these three tables, like the podcasting station and my art station. I at least need that. And that, there was no possible way I was going to fit three tables in a bed.
Yeah, I feel like it's too soon to be raising the prices on stuff here.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I've been looking online for places. Slim pickings in the neighborhood. There's not much for rent because everybody's got them already.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm going to have to do is either go more west or more north, which I'm not.
Yeah, I was thinking I might have to do that. Coming up in the next year. Luckily, I'm locked in for a decent price right now.
That's
for
cool.
a while, but yeah.
I knew, like, when I got this place, what happened was it was a sweet lady that owned it and her husband. And
it wasn't Terrier?
Well, what happened was, no.
Or
when
it,
I
is
rented,
it now? I don't
it
know.
Is now, but initially it was just a married couple who owned this property and they were...
That's nice. That's
yeah.
what you want.
Yes, totally. So... Eventually, I was supposed to rent the downstairs, smaller place. I met her. She was sweet. I said, give me 24 hours, but I'm probably going to take this place. She said, okay. So we went. I left. I called her the next day. Yeah, I want it. I rented it. And I was like, why did you do that? Why? I asked you. And she was like, I'm sorry. You know, we have other places. I'll find something for you. So then she ended up offering me this place, which was bigger and had an extra bedroom, for the same price.
Oh, wow.
And this was, you know, before the real boom happened.
Yeah, a rental
here.
Company's not going to do that.
Never signed a lease here.
Really?
Never had a lease. I've always been month to month, which is good and bad because now, you know,
you can get kicked
I'm
out.
Booted out. So, yeah. So it's kind of bad in this situation. So I knew the party wasn't going to last forever. And I wish I was making a little bit more money by
right.
this time because I figured, oh, well, by the time, you know, the stuff hits the fan, I'll be in a better place. It's not the case. So I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Luckily, I don't have to think about that for about 6 months.
Ooh, that's going to jump right up on you, man.
I know. I should start looking now.
I found... Oh, and if you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with John Whitehead. John is a bassist for the band Cuddy Jones, and he's a prolific Facebook poster. One of my favorites.
Thank you.
Do you have a Twitter?
I do, but I'm terrible at it. I just, like, I feel like I'm late to the game, and...
No, you're a natural-born Twitterer, man. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's what I've been told by a couple people, and I know I should. I just...
It's the same thing. It's like posting on Facebook, but you just
I think
do it
is. I get
platform.
Lost in it, you know, when I go on.
Yeah.
And it just sort of makes me mad. Mm-hmm. I hate hearing everyone's opinion. But I always look at their opinion.
Mm. You can't turn it off.
You can't. No, I can't, like, get away from it. And I hate, like, really funny people that I follow on Twitter. I'll read something funny they say, and then just all the crappy comments that follow. You know, just terrible people. Terrible
you get
people.
Zoned in, man.
Yeah, so I got to learn how to block that out, and then...
I don't even think I read anybody else's Twitter.
That's the way to go.
Occasionally, like, I use it for promoting this podcast mm-hmm. and the art stuff, and just making really awful comments myself. That's about it.
I did one recently though, so because I made a promise that I was going to try and do it more, and it was during the national championship game, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. Ohio State and
sure.
Oregon. I think it was the Cardell Jones, the quarterback.
Ohio State?
He gets something like 215 yards and no rapes in the first half, which I think that's
pretty good.
That's impressive.
Hey, for a college,
football player, that's really good.
That is really good, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You'd be a natural at this, and your mother probably doesn't know what Twitter is.
Ooh, that's a good point.
So she wouldn't be able to comment on your stepdad's Twitter.
Yeah, and she wouldn't have to worry about my drinking or anything.
That's a fact. You're a drinker. You love your booze.
I do. Yeah. I've been going easy this month though. I've only had like two or three occasions where I've gotten drunk. I've cut it back.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm like clear. During the day,
I did semi recently 1 month
mm-hmm.
without booze, and it was tough. Like the first 2 weeks,
it's really boring. Like the first week,
that is true. That's a good way to describe
it. That's the only thing. It was just like I was just bored out of my mind. But then I'm like, I got to get busy with something. So I started getting busy, and then I kind of like enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then once you go back, because you're allowed to,
yeah.
you allow yourself to go back.
Yep.
Like, this is kind of fun.
It is. But I'll tell you what happened was, this is how I used to smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
And this was probably years ago now, and I decided that it was probably making me lazy. I wasn't sure, but I'm going to try. And also, you know, the old tea break, the old tolerance break. You do that. So I was like, you know, let me take a month off of pot, and then a month became 6 weeks, and I started to get a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't go back to it.
Yeah, I mean, I smoke now, but I didn't for 6 years at one point.
And then you went back.
And then I went back just because I felt like, you know, like, let's try that again. Like, I remember some good times.
Yeah.
And I'm much better with it now because I don't get all paranoid. Like, that's what was happening before.
Yeah, yeah.
I get really paranoid. And now something about me being older, I just... And I don't like smoke blunts in cars, like the movie theater parking lot.
Right,
you
right.
know, I do it at home responsibly, so that probably helps.
Sure,
lessen the paranoia.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think for me, I actually tried to come back probably 2 months later, and then I got paranoid. I had
a really
bad experience with it, and. I tried again semi-recently with a friend went to Colorado and brought back a, you know, the Listerine strip things?
Yeah, that mom brought some of those back.
So she goes, I don't know if I've ever told this story on a podcast. I'm sorry if I did. I feel like sometimes these stories run together, but it's relevant. So Nicole goes, okay, Lou said, these are not real names. I'm just making it.
Right,
names.
Right.
Don't take the whole thing. Take a quarter and then, you know, see where you're at. So I did that. I took the quarter, feeling pretty good, you know, but I couldn't, you know, you kind of lose track of time.
Mm-hmm.
Must have lost track of time because then I was like, oh, let me take the other quarter. I don't know if this is working or not. So I did that. And then, I don't know, after a period of time, I started to feel it. I was like, I'm just going to take this whole thing.
Oh,
it's fine. And this was probably 10 minutes. About.
So it was like 2 hours high.
Oh, no.
No, two hours high time equals 10 minutes real time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So this lasts about 48 hours for me. I had to go to work the next day. Well, what happened was I was sitting stretching watching Game of Thrones on my computer, and I was having a blast, and then all of a sudden the voice in my head kicked in and just started calling myself a loser, and what are you doing?
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, no, I'll just go to bed. I'll wake up white as rain tomorrow. And I did not wake up white as rain. I just woke up like, ah! And it was like that the whole day. Like
Even after sleeping? You
It was. I didn't feel
that's
right.
That's the thing. It's a like sort of an edible type thing. That's mm-hmm. a train you can't get off.
That's true.
You know, like with
you gotta
smoking, you can regulate that a little bit. You know, one hit, two hits, but you just really don't know. So edibles are, I stay away from that because it's just...
It was an experience, yeah. Certainly. I haven't gone back since. I've been offered and just like, no thanks.
That's the cool thing, though, about pot. I'll give it that, is that you can do it for a long time, all the time, and you can just quit, and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's great.
Were you, I was a big proponent, even though I'm not a user anymore, of the legalization.
Oh, yeah.
And it fell through, I think, by like 3% or something like that.
Yeah, but it was over 50%?
Much over, yeah. I think it was 57% or
56%. What did it need,
60?
60.
Mm. Which, it's funny because the amendment got more votes than either of the governor's candidates for governor. But it still didn't pass, which is hilarious. But it's a shame, I guess. What can you do?
That is, yeah, the people are going to do it anyway. There's no sense in... It's just kind of one of those stupid arguments like gay marriage where it's just... Not that it's stupid, it's just... It's like we're going to come around where everybody can get married and everyone can smoke weed eventually. So why don't we just do it? Why don't we just do it now?
People are, yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to come around to that. And
people are definitely getting gay together. And a lot of times I think they're definitely getting gay and smoking pot at the same time.
Oh, the gays love their pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you might as well. I think it's an unspoken kind of like everyone just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I know that Florida is pretty tough on if you get, you know, busted with a joint or something, they're definitely going to take you to jail.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time, waste of money.
And I think, like, there's that guy, Grady Judd. I think he's, like, the Pasco County.
The sheriff?
Sheriff. And everybody loves that guy. And he was, like, a big, like, no, we can't. Marijuana is a gateway drug.
Is that the guy that did the debate with Morgan?
It may have been.
The lawyer?
It may have been, yeah. Could you pick a worse... When I heard that Morgan from Morgan and Morgan was going to be... I'm like, are you serious? I was like, it's kind of cool because this guy's got a lot of money.
Right.
But hey, what a dope that guy is. That guy lost his license to practice law because he's a booze hound.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of DUIs.
Is that why his
like
family's
that.
Now doing it?
I think, yeah.
Like on the commercials. He does the commercials now.
I think he kind of... Yeah, he's been... I don't think he's had his license in like 10 years, honestly. He's gotten, like, multiple DUIs. He's just a boot. And if you look at his head, it looks like it's filled with cranberry and vodka. His head is just red, big Irish fat head.
I thought he was just Irish, but that's actually from
drinking.
Yeah, well,
drunk.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God. This is not going to... I knew it wasn't going to pass just because of John Morgan. I don't really have any good reason behind that, and I know he's got a lot of money to put into it. I just knew he wasn't a good spokesman for it.
Yeah. He's not a good spokesman for himself.
Clearly. Yeah. Yeah. But now he's got his wife and his son, and they talk
and
about
spaying
dogs. And
they have a golden retriever.
Yes, no. the golden retrievers, yes, of course, of course.
I really want to know what your dog's name is. Great, dude, thanks.
It's named Morgan, and we have another one named Morgan. Stupid.
Oh, I remember the Morgan, Colin, Gilbert days. Have you lived here long?
Yeah, I'm here.
Remember Morgan,
life.
Colin, Gilbert?
Is that the same Morgan?
Yeah, that was him. That was the firm when I first moved here. It was Morgan, Colin, and Gilbert.
Oh.
Now it's Morgan. Colin, Gilbert, dead. He killed him.
That's where he got his first DUI. He's convicted of murder and got drunk and then drove and crashed into Gilbert and then killed that guy. But Morgan, he knows how to get out of his past convictions. I don't know. All right, so you're not from here originally?
No, I'm from Ohio.
When did you move here?
Oh, a while ago. I was about like 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been here.
I'm pretty much from here now,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. So you remember Ohio, though. It's not like you don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. I learned how to read there. And
yeah. Were you, like, stoked to come to Florida when you...
No, not at all.
No?
I was terrified. And I really hated it at first. And there's parts about it I still hate, but I could never go back to the weather.
Yeah.
It's just really...
Also, just Ohio in general is probably not
like
cool.
Winter, have you ever been there?
No, I've been to Pennsylvania.
It's the same thing. So
yeah.
It's like the winter, it's not so much the cold and the snow. It's just, there's no sun for like 8 months. You know, there's just, there's the sunny season and the non-sunny season. That's really the only season that the only two seasons there are there. It's awful.
Yeah, I can't imagine like that's, but I'll tell you what, man, I'm starting to not be able to stand the Florida summers.
The heat, I know.
Oh my God. It's really grating. Like, just, this is beautiful. I wish it was just like
this
all
great.
The time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this lasts about 2 weeks. And then I think February, it's going to get brutally, well, for Florida brutally cold, and then it's just going to be hot in March again.
It's just ball soup season.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I don't know if I can do the Florida summer. So I'm looking. I'd like to move. I just have no opportunities. And I want to be have somewhere to go to.
Yeah.
I don't want to just end up, you know, going somewhere just to go somewhere. I feel like a lot of people make that mistake.
Go somewhere cool just because it's cool.
I'm going to find something else. It's like, this is a great place to be. It's Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, just do something.
Yeah, just exactly. Just do something, right? I mean, what are you going to do differently there?
Yeah. Well, like, I'm kind of a crappy person here, so I figure if I move across the country, I won't be as crappy because I'll be in a cooler place.
And then you're like, you're just colder and you suck still. That's the way it usually goes. But, I mean, I've heard of it working out for people, I guess. But I know for me, I just want to make sure.
For me, it doesn't matter because I stay in my apartment. I don't know about you, but, like, I'm
getting there.
I'm not working, I'm in. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Like, I don't go in. So who cares if I live in a cool city?
Yeah.
Like, I would still be in my apartment.
I used to go out a lot.
But I did, too. I had to stop that.
Yeah, just money-wise, and then also... what I was going to tell you was when I did that month with no booze in, I'm back to drinking a little bit, but not like I used to. I've cut way back on the booze in, too.
No, you can't. I started, it was last night that it was like the second time I got drunk this month, and I had like two drinks, and I couldn't take any more. I just kind of wanted to go home and go to sleep, you know?
Yeah, it catches up with you. I blame the 30 thing because I just turned 30, so I'm blaming that. But I don't know, like, and I feel like that pressure. It's like I got to go out, like, meet people and do stuff. And in my line of work, I do.
Yeah.
So, but I do like the open mic, so, you know, I meet people. And through the podcast, I've met new people to come in that want to come in and talk to me and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that pressure of having to meet people, you know. So I want to get rid of that. Just go out because you want to have a drink.
And yeah.
If you meet people, that's awesome. But
yeah. I can't drink by myself. I don't want to go out by myself.
You don't? I love drinking by myself.
Really?
Like out?
Yeah.
That's how I met most of the people I've met.
Really?
Yeah.
There's something about that where I just feel like...
It feels dirty.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. Exactly. I need to have somebody there, at least, you know, to sit next to. And I guess even if you don't know them and you sit next to them and maybe look at them for a minute.
Stare at them. The key is to stare at them the whole time you're there.
Yeah.
And just slowly sip your beer. And eventually they have to talk to you. I mean, even if it's the cops have to talk to you when they get there.
Like, hey, what's your deal, man? You're like, how's it going?
What's your major?
Yeah, so I don't know, man, but I'm feeling it. I don't know what the future's going to bring, but hopefully something good. I have to get a night job though now too, so maybe I'll meet some people through that.
A night job?
Yeah, I got to supplement my income if I want to live here.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
But hey,
I got a day job.
I got a day job too.
Well, I just got one because I had a night job.
Oh, okay.
So now I have a day job as well.
Working two jobs. That seems to be par for the course these days.
Yeah.
Which they say the economy is getting better, but I don't see it.
Gas is getting cheaper, but that doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, that doesn't. You know what that is? That's hilarious.
That's scary to me because it's going to get so expensive.
I don't think it will for a while because
but it's going to explode.
They think that... Oh, everyone thinks that Obama is setting gas prices. He doesn't set gas prices, you dopes. The only reason this thing is cheap is because of ISIS, and they want to keep it below 30 because that's what ISIS is selling.
What I heard was that like Saudi wanted to like keep it low to put American oil companies out of business.
Oh,
so they
no,
can afford. That's what I heard.
That's not true. No, that has just to do with more because we buy their oil, so they need us. The American companies buy their oil. But anyways, we already got to go already.
Oh, all right.
That's 45 minutes. So
wow, that was quick.
Find my podcast, of course, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. You can find me on Twitter at @home_made_man. Listen to Cuddy Jones, facebook.com/Cuddy Jones, and John has a Twitter that he's going to start.
Oh, it's the at the John Whited. That's THE, just the.
It's good.
Just in case there's another.
Sure. Which, that's a pretty common name, so I could see that happening. Uh-huh, yeah. Well, John, thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it. You may be the last podcast in this apartment. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
All right. So, everyone have a good week. Wish me luck in my journey of finding an apartment in Old Northeast. I'll talk to you next week.